Welcome to the I Am Shiftable podcast, where each episode you begin to shift your state into your true essence. Every week, Reiki, sound, and meditation masters Lindy and Mars will help you make small shifts through meditation, sound healing, Reiki, yoga nidra, and other mindful modalities so that you can start, continue, or expand your meditative practice and ultimately transform your healing journey. Experience divine bliss and be able to affirm again and again, I am shiftable.
Hello, shifters. Welcome to episode 8. I'm your host, Mars.
I'm your host, Lindy.
And we are here today to talk about receiving. We are publishing. You should be receiving this lovely episode right about Christmas Eve. So right now, a lot of people are thinking about receiving gifts and as always, we're going to go a little bit deeper today and just talk about receiving in general.
Right.
Before we get started and dive into the episode, we just want to remind everybody that we are on iTunes and we are going to receive your subscriptions. So we'd love for you to hit the subscribe button there. And then also, if you haven't found us on Facebook yet, we want to invite you to our Facebook page. If you just go to facebook.com/ I am shiftable, or of course you can go into the search bar and search I am shiftable. You can find us there. We just hit over 100 fans. So thank you to those who have subscribed so far or followed us so far. We are grateful. And if you're on there and you saw the poll that we posted about a week ago, we put something on there asking our followers, what are you better at, giving or receiving? And I wasn't surprised that 100% said that they are better at giving. And you may be sitting there going, yeah, me too, better at giving, not so good at receiving. So if that's the case, this is the episode for you. And Lindy, you and I were talking before we hit our record button just about some of these tools that we're providing to our listeners and how they can use them or maybe not use them.
Yes, this morning I was kind of going through some of our show notes and I was thinking that, you know how some things, when someone says something to us, it either resonates with us or it doesn't. And we know the marked difference of the two. So we're going to ask our listeners to, hey, if what we say does not resonate with you, then leave it there. Just take what serves you and run with that. We're basically going to uncover some of these things and talk about the things that we are experiencing in our lives. And then the main thing that all of this has to do with is the practices on the very end with meditation, shifting our consciousness. So basically, we're just kind of getting things out and open. We're talking about things in a light manner. And if it serves you, great. If it doesn't, let it go. Depending on your belief systems, depending on what you grew up thinking and believing, either it's going to flow with you or not. How many times have you read a book, Mars, and years later you read the same book and you swear you understood it differently now than what you did before?
Yes. It's my favorite.
Right? So when you're ready to hear something or receive something is when you're ready in divine timing. Mm-hmm. Nothing's forced here. We want to make this as easy as possible. The biggest key is in the practices that we're doing with meditation or leading into a meditation that you can do at the very end of each podcast so you can start creating your own practice of meditation and ultimately kind of discover your own way to navigate through your life.
Yes. This is a tough subject to talk about. This is definitely something I was laughing with Lindy because this is something that I am working on constantly. I said that and then I had to say, nope, this is something that I really need to work on more because I am not good at receiving. I was among those in the poll that said, nope, I'm better at giving. So this is definitely an episode that I will probably be choking through.
And I want to soften that a little bit because when we say we're working on something, we're making it very hard for ourselves. In this episode, we're making ourselves aware that to be more open to receive. Because when, again, if you're saying, I'm working on this, or I'm trying to do that, or, oh, I have this issue and that trouble, guess what you're inviting? You're inviting more of those things. So we're going to be easy with the energy in this episode as we unfold more and more episodes, we're going to be even become more easy.
Thank you for that.
Yes. We're going to invite us to be more open to receive.
Thank you for that pleasant reminder, Lindy. I'm open to receiving. And I would like to receive a compliment right now and give a shout out to a listener, Ryan G. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Ryan.
And thank you for the compliment. So you actually reached out to my husband and said, man, your wife, she sounds like she's got it all figured out on that podcast. And I'm so grateful for this. And we're so grateful for you listening. But what you will find is that it is indeed a practice. These are things that we are either working on or working through or working with some of these different emotions that are coming up for ourselves. And these are just tools that Lindy and I have come across over the last 20, for me, 20 years, Lindy, for you, a couple more, that we found that work just for the crap that we've all got going on in the moment. Because Lindy, like you were saying, that even the most enlightened beings, they're still in this physical world. They're still physical things that they come across in contact with, there's still emotions that arise for them, and they've just gotten better at working through them. And so these are some tools that we have found that can help you work through some of the things that are coming up in the moment for you as well.
Yeah. The good news is we decided to take a body in this lifetime so the soul can continue its journey. If we can allow ourselves to understand that we are more than this body, we're not the body and we're not the mind. We are so much more than that. When we are practicing these tools of meditation, we start to realize that. And then we can start to soften in our life and make things not such a big, hairy deal. Mm-hmm. And I think Mars and I, you and I were just talking about, and I was talking about my mom. Growing up with my mom was amazing because she was so enlightened, so aware. She was a psychic medium. I don't like using these words because they're limiting of what she really, really was. So we could ask this woman anything. We had questions like, is there a God? Did Jesus ever walk the earth? What about, what am I supposed to do in this lifetime? What is my mission? What does that all mean? And she would give us the answer like lickety split. As soon as we asked her the question, the answer would come like straight away. And then we were left with this, oh my gosh, we have nothing to worry about. We decided to take a body, and it's a matter of allowing for this mind to rest so we can kind of fall into exactly what we're supposed to be. And uncovering our true essence is like smelling a field of 1,000 flowers. The essence of our soul is so amazing that when you experience just a glimpse of it, you become very emotional. So it's that. So we're trying to uncover those things, going a little bit deeper. We're going to stay on the surface for a little bit until you guys get comfortable, and then we're going to keep on diving deeper and deeper and deeper. Otherwise, we're not serving you.
That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
It really is so beautiful. And there's probably people sitting there listening going, oh, I want that. And that's one of the gifts that we want you to be open to receiving is these meditations that we're sharing with you to help you start to chip away at all of the gunk that we've collected in our lifetime up until this point. We're just chipping away at it, and we are opening ourselves to receiving and opening ourselves to experiencing what you just described that your mom shared with you. And it's possible. And it doesn't take long.
No.
It just takes the ability to be open to receive. And then that's when the magic starts to unfold.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when someone gives you a compliment? How do you receive it?
I love to receive compliments, or I think I do. Like, I want them. And so I behave in this life in a way that I can receive them, but when I actually receive them, I get really uncomfortable and squeamish and almost embarrassed. And at times I found myself, like, if somebody compliments on my hair, that happens a lot, especially now that it's getting more long and luxurious. Mm. I get uncomfortable and I'm like, oh gosh, I haven't even brushed it today, or I haven't looked in the mirror yet today, or, you know, it just, for whatever reason, I deflect it. Like, oh gosh, don't look at me. Why is that? Why do we do that? I know I'm not alone.
No, good question. I think it's because we're just uncomfortable with receiving compliments.
Yeah, with a t-shirt or something. If somebody's like, oh, I like that shirt. And you're like, oh gosh, this old thing, I've had this for like 20 years. Like this is nothing. Or, oh, this, I got this on sale at Target for $4. Like this isn't anything special.
So if we go back to the law of giving and receiving, the giving was the person saying the compliment. The receiving was the one that was just to say thank you and let it end like that, because then this blossom happens with the energy. It just releases right away. When someone says, gives you a compliment and then you deflect it, all of a sudden you've taken that energy and just shattered it, and it serves no one. It takes away from the other person that genuinely from their heart was giving you a compliment. And then you, because of whatever conditions, you can't receive a compliment, or it's just difficult for you, or it just feels uncomfortable and you don't know what to do with it. You took the rest of that energy and just threw it all over the place. We're going to remind you, because we all know this. We all know these things. And we talked about this before we pressed the record as well. We're just reminding you of who you really already are. You're going to hear us talk about things, and you're in your mind, you're saying, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, I know that. I know that. So we're going to remind you to put things into practice. We want you, when someone gives you a compliment, only thing you need to do is thank you. Thank you so much. That's very sweet of you. And that's it. The exchange is that quick. The energy of that just turns into like these butterflies. It's almost like if you're passing on a street and a car is passing the opposite way, for a brief second, you and that person in the other car are energetically in the same area. Mm-hmm. And then when you pass them, it's over. It's done. The exchange is done. It's that quick.
Yes.
Just to give you an analogy.
that's a great, yeah, it is. It's that quick. But we still feel this resistance mm-hmm. when those compliments are coming, or when someone gives us a gift. Like yesterday, I was doing some volunteer work, and afterwards, the woman who I'm volunteering with took me to this beautiful shop, and she found this wooden spoon that she said I need to make my salsa. And it made me uncomfortable immediately that she wanted to buy it for me. Like, I'm not worthy. I don't need this. I'm giving you the gift of volunteering. You don't have to give me anything back. And there was this resistance. And what is that doing when I'm putting up this wall, but making the person on the giving side not enjoy the experience?
Right.
They're giving from their heart. They want to do something for me. Yeah. But here I am putting up this wall, and that nobody wants to go up against the wall when they're giving you something. They want to go into open arms.
Right.
So, and I know I'm not alone. So I think there's some worthiness, some self-esteem worthiness going on there. And that's one of my oldest friends I have just realized is the I'm not worthy. I'm not worth this. It's a friend that has lived inside of me since I can remember. And I know a lot of us walk with that old friend of worthiness.
Yeah. So we're going to release that with love and light today. And from now on, you know that you are worthy. You are right where you're supposed to be. And the world is a better place for you being in it. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we come from that understanding, then the rest of these things begin to fall away. And again, that's the practice of meditation and guided imagery, and allowing yourself to be in a space of just pure, your pure essence, which is always perfect. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. When we practice Reiki on our clients, we're sending the energy to them. It has nothing to do with us. I like to explain it as I'm a conduit. I'm a straw holding the universal energy that's all around us. And with all of my intention, I'm holding the straw, and the energy is going through the straw to the receiver. It is up to the receiver to be open to receive the energy. Otherwise, it stops right there and literally falls right on my feet. I've experienced that with some clients where I ask them, so this is a universal gift. We've just packaged it up. We've put a bow on it, and we're giving it to you. Only thing that you have to do is be open to receive that gift, right? And it's from the universe. It's not from anywhere else. So when I talk to my clients with that, I try to help them understand that they're here, they've come, what they seek is seeking them. So being open to receive all the beautiful energy is here for them. And they have the power within themselves to either block the energy or receive the energy. So I have them just tell themselves as they're relaxing, and I'm walking them through a guided relaxation to be open to receive. I'm open to receive all the beautiful energy that's here for me. I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive over and over and over again until, for one, you start to believe it, and two, you can rest in knowing that everything that's here for you is for you, for the higher good of you.
I love that. And you talk about telling yourself and believing, I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive. In my coaching practice, I often have those I'm working with ask me for book recommendations. And one that I love to recommend is Michael Singer's The Untethered Soul. Have you read that one, Lindy?
I haven't read that one, Mars, but I've heard of it. And thank you for saying it again, because now I guess what? I have to read it.
This is a synchronicity for you. Time to read it. But what Michael Singer beautifully describes is this roommate that we have living in our head, this roommate who could be a nice roommate or maybe a not so nice roommate that is just constantly chattering. And I think that that can be an obstacle for us too when receiving, because we have this roommate in our head that's telling us you don't deserve that, or that's it. That's all they're going to give you. That's the only compliment they're going to give you, or they know you better than that. Why did they get you that gift for Christmas? So sometimes we have this unworthy roommate, as Michael Singer puts it, in our head that can also create some of those obstacles that we are experiencing when trying to receive. So definitely recommend checking out that one if you have any interest in learning how to manage that roommate.
That unruly roommate.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, some of our own core beliefs. So Lindy opened up talking about things that maybe resonate with us or don't resonate with us. And some of that comes from our core beliefs too. And many of us were raised to be humble, to be gracious, to not be conceited or not be self-centered. And that can also be an obstacle that we put up when receiving either physical gifts or, like we were talking about, these compliments, these energy exchanges, because we feel like if we take anything for ourselves, that could mean that we are self-centered or that we're conceited. And so that can be a reason why we go, oh, no, not for me. Putting up that block. Thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
Look away.
No, yes. Stay in the dance.
Stay in the dance. Yes.
Simply just practicing saying thank you from the bottom of your heart, being genuine about that. And of course, it's Christmas mm-hmm. Eve when this show is airing. So we're going to be receiving gifts, even if it's something that you don't like Mars was just saying, if they didn't take the time or they didn't give you something that you liked, appreciate in any way. Just say thank you. Be humble. No one has to give you anything, and they don't have to go out of their way to do anything for anybody. So understand that when you receive something, whether you like it or not, that's your journey if you have likes or dislikes. So if your dislikes are so strong that you're going to be reactive, look at yourself in the mirror and pause for a moment, go into your heart and say thank you so much for taking the time. And there, the energy exchange was just that instant. There's nothing else to say. If you make a big stink of something that you didn't like, and why didn't you do something better, and understand the reaction to that. So when you practice meditation, you become less reactive and you become more responsive.
Yes.
In this way, the response is thank you from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm, thank you for that. And thank you is one of those magic words. I think it was IKEA. They have this video on YouTube. We'll have to post it in the show notes. But thank you is one of those magic words. If you say that to a plant, it thrives, it grows greener, it grows stronger. And so if that word can do that to a plant, imagine what it can do to your friend, to a stranger. Thank you really completes the circuit. That's all you need. You don't have to say thank you and give a compliment back. You don't have to say thank you and go out and buy a gift that's even better or of equal value. Just thank you. That alone completes the circuit.
Absolutely.
And Lindy, you had a quote from a card that you received recently that we thought would be perfect for this show. I would love for you to share that with our listeners.
Thank you, Mars. It's actually a quote from Swami Kripalu. There's so many beautiful enlightened beings that walk this earth, and this is from Swami Kripalu. The universe is exceedingly generous. When a farmer sows one seed, a plant comes forth that produces thousands of seeds. If you desire abundance, be like the farmer and first give up something. Whatever you receive, keep a portion for yourself and share a portion with others. By establishing yourself in the flow of generosity, whatever you give will come back manyfold. Swami Kripalu.
Beautiful.
That's just perfect.
And something that stuck out to me there in the quote, the first time I read it, give up something, I was like, okay, so is that people are going to think that they have to give something? But then the more I meditated on it and thought about it, no, it's just like I was sharing with you that I have this feeling of unworthiness, or sometimes I have this feeling of discomfort when receiving a compliment. So that's what I'm giving up. I'm releasing that. That's what I'm giving up so that I can receive those thousands of seeds, those thousands of compliments, those thousands of gifts. That's what I'm committing to give up.
Thank you, Mars.
Thank you. And speaking of seeds, that's the perfect transition into sharing something that Lindy and I have manifested and created. We constantly have people coming to us and asking us when we're going to do something like this. And we have created a 6-week meditation course called Seeds of Joy. Ooh. People are asking, how can I find more joy in my life? How can I experience more joy? And so this 6-week meditation course, it's going to begin on 1/11, January 11th, and last for 6 weeks through the 22nd of February. So 111 through 222. You know, we love our magic numbers, if you've paid any attention. And this course, if you're interested, reach out to us. We're going to be putting more information on our Facebook page that we mentioned earlier in the show at I Am Shiftable. But you can also email us if you have any interest at iamshiftable@gmail.com. If this is something you'd like to give to yourself for Christmas and you'd like to participate, this would be a great place to exchange that energy with us as your guides for 6 weeks. So we'll be talking more about this on our Facebook page. So again, hop over there. Make sure you like us. If you're not on Facebook, email is great. We would love to send you an invitation letter that has all of the information and the outline for the course and what you need, what you don't need. We are approaching it from a beginner's mindset, which is how Lindy and I still do this after several decades of our meditation practice. We still approach things with a beginner's mind. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be a great place to start off your 2019. If that's an intention that you're setting, that you'd like to meditate more, then come on over and do it with us in a group, in a supportive group. We'll have a private Facebook page where we can talk about the experiences that we're having together. And Lindy and I will be there to hold your hand along the way and watch the magic unfold, baby. That's my hashtag for this episode. Watch the magic unfold.
Thank you so much for that, Mars. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And the meditation that we have put together for today, thinking about the obstacles that we put up when receiving, you do want to receive where you're comfortable with receiving. And so this is a beautiful guided experience into feeling more comfortable and more confident with yourself. So thank you for receiving during this episode. We're so grateful to have you. Again, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or wherever it is you are listening in the world, and hop over to Facebook and join us, join the community. Join the shifters. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep shifting.
Keep shifting. Until next time. That's a wrap. Welcome to this brief guided meditation. Sit or lie comfortably. Taking your time, mindfully settling in. Begin to soften your eyes. Focusing on the breath.
settling in on the feeling body and moving away from the thinking mind. Allowing yourself this grace, these few moments. Just to be. Noticing any sensation in the body that's uncomfortable, and make your adjustments. Closing the eyes, softening the face, bringing a small, gentle smile on your lips. Noticing the radiance over your body and feeling the sensations of energy on your skin. Softening your intention and just being. Gently take a deep inhalation through the nostrils, noticing the cool air. Open your mouth and exhale. Feeling the body settling in, letting go. Deep inhalation. Opening the mouth. Exhale. Settling in. Letting go of any tension in the body or the mind. Noticing the easeful breathing. The belly rises on the inhalation, and the belly falls on the exhalation. Just noticing. Deep inhalation, the belly rises. Deep exhalation, the belly falls. Lengthening the inhalation and lengthening the exhalation. Enjoying each inhalation and really enjoying each exhalation. Settling into this very moment of bliss. Allowing yourself to feel just that. The joy of the inhalation and the joy of the exhalation. Soft, gentle smile on the face. Feeling the energy tingling all over the body. Just noticing. So dense that you can barely see the sun shining through. The shadows that cast in the forest are very dark, and you are making your way to your secret garden. You're going to be meeting a very important friend that you knew from a long time ago. It's been a long time since you've seen this friend, and your heart grows with excitement as you make your steps through the forest, moving away the branches, rustling through the trees, smelling the damp air, feeling the dense dew on your face. Your heart grows eager with excitement and anticipation. You see your clearing ahead. You see just outside of the woods is the sunshine and open field. You approach, your heart growing eager, anticipating. You rush through, feeling the warmth of the sun radiating on your face, smiling back at you. You continue on, building the excitement. Just ahead, you see a white picket fence, a beautiful gate, flowers all around. You smell the fragrance of a thousand flowers. Your eyes watch with wonder as butterflies fly all about, playfully dancing amongst one another. You reach for the gate, you unlock the latch, and you enter. Your heart begins to pound as you know your friend is very close. Distracted by the beauty of the flowers, the birds, the sun on your face, the butterflies dancing, you take a moment to breathe each new fragrance, stopping at a few flowers along your way. You know that just around the corner is your friend, patiently waiting for you. Your heart begins to pound. Your smile grows bigger on your face. The sun is radiating on your skin. The scent of the flowers are more fragrant. The sounds of the birds are more beautiful. Music to your ears. You rush just around the corner. Come upon a mirror. Approaching the mirror softly, you gaze into your own eyes. Feeling the sun on your skin, smelling the fragrance of the flowers, listening to the birds in your ears. Butterflies dancing about. You have found your friend. your smile growing. You rest in your own essence, your own grace. Smile ever so gently. Chose to exchange your energy during our time together today. If you would like to take your practice deeper with guidance on things like unifying your breath, mastering meditative postures, and a variety of meditations, you can become a Patreon member by signing up at patreon.com/IAmShiftable. That's patreon.com/IAmShiftable. Until next week, enjoy every shift, my love.